I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So they got baseball got crushed yesterday, just on the perceptual branding level, all right? And now you might have the biggest takedown. That's three or four steps forward, but it's not incredibly out of whack to think that this could be step one of the biggest sports story of all time. The door's open.
Could you even argue that he's the biggest star of all time in a sport?
In baseball, the biggest star of all time.
I mean,
time.
The two-way player.
No, you
player,
can't. You can't.
Like, I'm not saying he's the best player of all time,
what you're
but
saying.
Biggest star.
Cultural, global influence.
It was a $700 million contract, pitcher, two-way player.
No, you're right.
And something clearly happened that's a little too close for comfort. His right-hand man, his best guy, mm-hmm. in a major gambling issue.
Like, yep. That's best case.
That's best case. And he's the last person in the sport that baseball wants to see implicated or involved any way, shape, or form with this. There are a lot of other big league players.
Yep.
And I'm sure some are doing some things they shouldn't be doing, but to this degree, to this level.
Wow. All right. 877-337-6666. BT and Sound on the Fan. You obviously, you guys can weigh in on that. Talk a lot about the Yankees
who
to
lost
start
more,
the
you think?
Show.
Who do you think lost more gambling? Ohtani's interpreter or the Dodgers on Yamamoto?
God, I just hope that if his ERA is like 5.29 at the end of the year, I am going to be happy.
Yeah, I think right now
I'm going to be happy.
I could see Hal and Steve Cohen cheersing this morning.
You think so?
Yeah.
A little digital cheer. They send a little gif of champagne toast.
I told you, both the Mets and Yankees, a lot of people in the organization were relieved that they didn't get Yamamoto at whether it be 300 for the Yankees, 325 for the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why the teams wanted to go to that extent, but I think it became this whirlwind and, you know, 150, a different story. When you start getting up 300, 325 million, Adam, it's insane. 12 years they got this guy for.
Yeah.
He never threw a pitch in the big leagues, and the first time he does, he gets lit up.
And he got lit up all spring.
Yep.
He got ripped.
I think the most important thing from that, and I saw John Boy tweet this, so I'll give him credit for using it first, guys are way too comfortable. So when somebody has nasty stuff, that's one thing. But when you talk about big league hitters looking comfortable, I don't care how hard you throw.
Yep.
If you're comfortable in the box, you're going to be able to hit.
I don't care if you're 8 years old. When your feet don't move, you're going to have a better chance to hit. When the first pitch, and I'm certainly not saying eight-year-old kids should throw at each other's heads by any, please.
No, somebody's
does.
Wild, though. You're
but
not.
If one gets away by accident or, you know, you're able to control the inner half, probably not at eight, but at 10 or 11, some of these kids certainly do, the elite ones, you're not digging in. And then when they back up a little bit, boom, a little softy on the black. Ring you up.
I know.
All right, let's get back to you. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal, Jack and Mayapak. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, boys. How we doing today?
What's up, Jack?
I just wanted to give you guys a call. I wanted to find out which Aaron has it tougher this year. Are we talking Aaron Judge or Aaron Rodgers? Now, both of them are playing for a championship. Both teams have went all in on this season. Both of them have health problems. But who's more detrimental, not to the team, but to the city of New York, if they don't play 75%
Rodgers.
Of the game?
Yeah. It's Rodgers. That's simple. That's Rodgers. Now, if Soto wasn't there, there might be a little bit of a different discussion. It's Rodgers, without a doubt. You don't think so?
Well, we have no faith in who's the backup now? We just Tyrod Taylor? No faith in Tyrod?
I mean, he can scrape. You know, he can scrape together a couple of wins, but no, Rodgers is Rodgers has to play, or the Jets go nowhere.
So the fate of New York lies in Gotham, in North Jersey, at MetLife. That's the fate of New York. That's what we're looking for 2024.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
Rodgers or bust.
If it's Rodgers or Judge, yeah. And you want to compare Rodgers to Cole? Maybe that's a better comp.
You know what? That's an interesting way to look at it. I would still say Rodgers because the Yankees can win by outslugging people.
Well, put it this way. The Yankees.
The Jets can't win by outscoring people without Aaron Rodgers.
Right. We saw that, obviously.
Yeah. Even though Tyrod's a lot better than Zach, et cetera.
Yeah. But, I mean, from a Yankees perspective, Cole's the most important player on the team. And because they have Soto, you could overcome losing Judge for a little bit. Now, winning a World Series, different story. But the Jets cannot overcome losing the quarterback.
Nope. Rich is in Lindhurst with BT and Sal. What's going on, Rich? How you doing today, kid?
How are you, fellas? Good to talk to you. Hey, BT, wanted to take issue with something you said. Love your enthusiasm about the Yanks. I share it. Love spring training, opening day, all in on the Yanks, all in on baseball, despite this Ohtani crap.
Okay.
But I did want to take issue with one thing. The biggest thing in New York right now, as excited as we are about the Yankees, are the New York Rangers. You're talking about a team that has been in first place practically for the whole season. They are as much of a favorite to win the cup as any other team in the NHL.
Yeah, but we're not there yet with hockey, though, Rich. We're getting there, and believe me, I love the Rangers. I love hockey. But once the postseason starts, we'll focus a little bit more on the Rangers. It is not the most exciting thing right now in sports. The build-up to baseball is, and even NFL free agency, more exciting than that.
Well, and Rich, I'll let you finish, but just to clarify, because I didn't say that the Yankees are the most exciting thing. I didn't say that at all. What I said is the most exciting aspect of New York sports right now is going to be Soto and Judge. Obviously it's a byproduct of the Yankees, clearly, but when you think about, you know, the other storylines. All right, let's see what the Jets and the Giants do in the draft. Hockey, yeah, of course, Rangers have a chance to do something meaningful. Let's get Randall back, and Brunson's a bit of a beast, and Mitchell Robinson's back on the court. Maybe the Knicks mess around, get healthy, and do something serious. There's other things to get excited about, but the historical potential of Soto and Judge is like Ruth and Gehrig.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why not?
I love it.
What do you mean you don't know? Name something better.
A Stanley Cup.
I got you, Rich.
It's not playoff yet. It's March still. He's not in the playoffs yet.
I'm talking about more like a singular, even though this is a duo, like a singular aspect of a team.
Yeah.
Like, what's the brightest? Okay, now we're going to have to wait a week, but what's the brightest light in a week, at least on paper, of the New York sports scene?
No, it's Judge.
It's Soto and Judge.
Of course. It's not even arguable. Of course. Well, opening
day. He was arguing it.
He's a Ranger fan who wants us to talk more Rangers, I'm sure, which we will.
I promise.
Once postseason comes around.
We got to do a show at Stout.
Oh,
keep talking 100. About doing a show at Stout for the Knicks, and we're there for the Johnnies. We'll do a show for the Rangers.
100%.
I got to get my man Marty on the scene.
Even if it's not a show, a little viewing party, maybe game one, whatever it may be. We see a little postseason game.
Yeah.
Go down there and hang out with
BT
everybody.
BT and Sal gathering.
100% in for that. No, we got to do that. So we'll be.
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
That's an oddly timed siren. What's going on?
We have a signing in football.
Okay. We have a signing in football.
Does it involve the locals?
It does.
Okay.
It has another former.
I got it. Let me guess. Clowney is a Jet.
No.
Oh, okay. let's see. The Giants just restructured Dexter's money, so maybe the Giants did something.
Clowney
big.
Would be fitting with the Jets. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, so it'd be fitting with you, doink.
Clown, Jets.
Okay. All right, what happened?
You sniff in the right direction. It's something to do with the Giants, or a former Giant.
Former Giant.
Signed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who?
McKinney?
Paris Campbell.
Come on, Hoff.
Stop wasting our time.
We're going to have to revoke these. We're in the middle of a good show
come
here.
Come on, dude.
You're breaking in to tell us about Paris Campbell.
Paris sucked.
Come on. Doesn't even
write. Paris Campbell. I actually haven't thought of him since they dropped him. Paris Campbell.
I forgot he was here. Come on, Paris Campbell.
Oh, what a move. A potentially high-ceiling signing by the Giants. Always hurt stinks.
We have to revoke the siren power
from
Hoff.
Yeah, we disarm you.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Sometimes I like it in this particular case. Yeah,
all right. Paris BT Campbell. And Sal, that
where
was,
were we?
I don't know. See, that's the problem because the show has been, I know where we are. Doing Ohtani, doing the Yanks, BT and Sal, 877-337-6666. Also, at 12:40 next hour. A little game time without Booms.
We're changing it up this week.
Tell everybody what we're doing fast,
well,
real quick.
I don't know what we're doing yet. Just stick around for. No, it's going to be different. It's going to be me versus
he
you.
He is locked in.
No, it'll be me versus you, but in a different way. We'll show.
That's the condensed version.
Not two packs, one pack, head to head.
Maybe Hoffenbaum.
Yeah,
all right, there's.
There is another update. Carlos Mendoza said that Kodai Senga is slated to begin throwing within a week.
Oh, now that's worthy of a little bit of a jump
right.
in there.
Right.
All right.
All right. You get, your siren privileges back.
Yes.
Oh, good job.
Restored.
Now, you totally redeemed yourself.
Yes. Pick him up. When you say the throwing, was he specific, like flat ground, 60 feet? Obviously not off a mound yet. Anything baseball specific? Serious question.
No, but MRI specific. Got an MRI Tuesday. Doctors cleared him to begin activity.
That's okay. Good news.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Yeah. Let's go, Mets,
Now I'm excited about spring training or the upcoming season. Not
that,
really.
That is potentially good news. It's certainly not bad news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.